Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's 60% Brady and 10% Bill.
Which is higher than most.
No, it's higher.
Debatable if it's higher than most.
It's the ultimate swerve, though.
Yeah.
It's almost like a M. Night Shyamalan twist when Ted starts the conversation saying, I give Belichick more credit than most.
Yeah.
I'd put it at 10%. Hart and Fitzios fell out of their chairs. They're like, okay. 10? Like T-E-N? 10?
I was just going to say this. I think Hart, even at one point, it might have been after that. Hart's like 10 out of 100?
Yeah, wait a minute. Like, circle back, like 10. So, wait a minute. So there's 90% not Bill? Like, hold on.
And
but he dolls it. He's like, Bill's a great coach.
Yeah.
Bill's great for that defense.
Ted, did you just say, excuse me, did you just say 10% Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, what, I stutter?
Give him a lot of credit. It's hilarious.
Do yourself a favor. Go to the WEEI timeline or WEEI Afternoons timeline. Go seek that out on social media.
Yeah.
Just watch Fitzy's reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Just Fitzy's just
Ted Johnson.
So, but like, he even like pushed away at one point.
Yeah,
he was like, I need a moment.
No. To collect myself.
Let me ask you guys.
That's disappointed parent.
He is.
He was real like, upset.
He couldn't believe it. But you know what's funny is they both knew it was coming. They both knew. They both know Ted enough. We know the history there. We like they didn't get along well, but he was okey-doking us. He was like, I actually give him a lot more credit than other people, not just more than you would think that I would give him, which I would be like, yeah, it's probably pretty low.
Right.
But he's like, more than anybody else.
Yeah, he didn't say more than one other person,
no.
More than you or this guy or that guy. He said more than most, which would imply a higher number than 10%.
He's like, more than Asante Samuel. That's probably the only guy he gives more credit to Bill on.
That would absolutely. Yeah.
Cassius Marsh, Asante Samuel, a couple of the other morons out there that just absolutely hate the guy.
No, but you're right. I think they knew it was, on some level, knew it was coming.
But 10 does, it was still strikingly low.
It was very low. Yeah. But I think they knew it was coming. As you say, you can lead a horse to water, lead a hoss to water.
He was the hoss, the one-time hoss of the week, Ted Johnson.
We should ask him if he's gotten the trophy yet or not. We should ask him if he has
he could be, I
hoss
mean,
of the week trophy.
I think that video went pretty viral. He could be a two-time hoss of the week winner. We haven't given it out yet this week, have we?
So the video absolutely went viral. We have not given it out yet this week. Video absolutely went viral. A lot of people interacting with it, mostly in a negative manner.
Yeah.
You know, some ex-radio hosts here.
We're hot about it.
Very hot about
it. Well, there's a lot of Belichick defenders. We talked about how there are a lot
some more than others.
Well, Ted's not one of them.
Yeah, no,
Ted's
no.
not one of them. No. But we talked earlier in the week about how, like, Josh McDaniels is really well-liked by a lot of the beat writers.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm sure they think he's good at his job, but he was also probably nice to them and how it goes. But, yeah, Bill has a lot of defenders still. And so when they hear that. And
10% Bill.
That's Ted Johnson.
Let me ask you.
But they did a great job. I don't know who did. I don't know if it was Stiz or Dan Ball or whoever, but they put, quote, like they quoted 10% bill, and then they posted the video. So I'm like, oh, that is low. And then I watched the video, and he's like setting it up in this way where you're like, maybe that's not what he said.
Okay, so
and then,
this,
no, he landed on 10%.
No, but
which is low. I was actually surprised how high a percentage you gave him. Based on the way you've been talking about Bill.
The most insulting number there, people, the text line is saying we should call him 10 Johnson. 10 the most insulting number in there is not 10% for Bill. The most insulting number is 30% for everybody else.
But he and Wiggy are that 30%.
Okay, if I get
they're
it,
hype themselves
get
up
it.
A little
they're
bit.
Just, they're a touch biased. No. But that number to me is way out of whack. Other guys,
Stephen Neal.
You're all really good players. Ted was a
great player.
Wiggy, very good player.
Rod Rutledge. Where would you put him?
I would not give Rod Rutledge a ton of the credit.
No.
But, you know, Vinatieri and Law and Gronk, and those are all great players.
Richard Seymour, ever hear of him?
Way, way, way too high.
No, it's a
for
bit
the rest.
High.
That's
it is high.
That's an insulting number. But so I said earlier 50-40-10. 50 for Bill. 50 for Brady, rather. 40 for Bill.
Yeah.
10% for the other guys.
Well,
because all the other guys had a predecessor or someone that came after them. Gronk, there were, you know, tight ends before him.
Yeah.
Not as good as Gronk, but there were tight ends before him.
Watson?
There were wide receivers before Edelman, and there were wide receivers after Troy Brown. You know, there were Darrell Revis was after Ty Law. Like, they were always the beginning and the end of the dynasty. No one spanned it except for Brady and Bill. It's hard for me to give, as great as those players were, any of them much credit.
But what is unfair is oftentimes...
Because they won without all of them.
No, I know, but you would often hear 50-50 or 60-40, which eliminates all the other players.
Yeah,
so I'm fine giving them, throwing
them something. Let's give him something.
Good point by the text line. Good listener. We actually gave out Haas of the Week last week, for this week yesterday to Paul Skeens.
Damn it.
Haas of the Week.
That's Haas of the Week.
Yeah, Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens.
Congratulations, Paul Skeens, who's on the cover of MLB The Show with Ellie De La Cruz and Gunnar Henderson.
That's going to be an awkward conversation with Livy Dunn, I think, when you go, where are you going to display the Haas of the Week trophy? Prominent. Sure. It should be featured prominently.
Yeah, next to your gymnastics. Yeah, your gymnastics sixth place finishes or whatever.
Yeah. Right, she's just got...
I don't think she's actually great at gymnastics.
No, I don't think
I don't think so.
I don't think that's what she's known
for. Not her calling card.
No, gymnastics not her calling
card. Listen, better than me at gymnastics.
Say it again, Nick.
Could have fooled me.
So, yeah, where do you display the Haas of the Week? It's quite a conundrum.
I
went 50-40-10. You went?
Yeah, I kind of like that, but what I would even maybe do is... I mean, I might go 51 Brady just to make sure that he has like the majority of the credit, then maybe knock it down to like 39 Bill, which I don't think is disrespectful. And that number is kind of widened.
51, 39, 10?
Yes.
Price has righted me with that. You kind of did.
Man, you've been getting worked this week. You and Courtney have both been getting bodied this week on your respective shows.
Yeah.
Courtney had a day today.
Outmaneuvered. No, she was very.
Courtney was lashing back out.
It was very funny, but
she was
really criticizing.
She had it up to here with everybody.
Criticize. What was the term she used again today?
I don't think the terms that she used got dumped.
No. What was the whole discussion
point? Most of their show got dumped today.
What were you called? Baby girls?
I was called a baby girl. She thought you and I were both baby girls. And then I was like, well, I don't think that's true. And she's like, all right. She didn't mean it as a disrespect.
She asked me this in the hallway. She said, you're a baby girl. I said, I'm not.
So we don't know what that is.
I don't think I am. It's an emotional man is what it is. A man who's comfortable in his own emotions.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm not comfortable in anything I do. So
I'm very nervous.
I'm definitely not comfortable with those.
So,
but,
it's somebody that's willing to have very deep conversations, somebody who's willing to cry, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
So she's saying that's a good thing. She said her husband is that, to which point I'm sure Greg and Wiggy were very respectful about that.
Yeah.
And then it just got real nasty.
Yeah.
And then Courtney started making fun of bulge sizes on the show.
Yeah, well, that was
Wiggy Curtis.
That was good. Good place
Take
to go.
Take a name at everybody. So
having emotions makes me a baby girl?
Yep.
Sharing your emotions.
Yeah.
Like if you cried in front of your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Often.
Gotcha. All right.
Have you?
Often? No.
Yeah. But you have.
I have.
But not like a million times. So I don't know what the number would be for the baby girl, like for you to qualify as a, like doing it. I guess never means maybe you're a robot.
Is there like an online survey I can take to find this out?
That'd be good. I bet there is.
Are you saying you don't have feelings? Well, I'm saying I built up a shell.
I'm not denying that I could be one. I just need to know the exact parameters.
Grab a Cosmo and do a a survey if you could.
An actual Cosmo, the drink?
Yeah.
Or the magazine?
Yeah, we'll drink a Cosmo and do the survey.
Might answer your question right there.
But your point is, I'm getting bodied like
you're getting shoved around.
Feelings.
Yeah, good point.
Like some kind of 14-year-old kid or something.
you have no feelings? No, but that's all good. So anyway, I think as the years have gone on, so even in like 2016, 2018, it might have been closer to 50-50. But then it was these last 5 years. And watching Brady without Belichick, and then watching more years of Belichick without Brady. He already had some, but now he has more. And the way that it went, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Let me update my power rankings. But neither of us are going down to 10.
No.
It lowered Bills, but not that much.
Here is what I think people missed, and I'm as guilty of this as anybody. I'll latch on to one little comment and overstate it, and I make things black and white all the time. And, you know, I think people are missing Ted's ultimate point. I don't think he's giving any coach a lot of credit.
So that's the other thing. Everybody latches on to like, oh, he's disrespecting Bill. He was like, how much do you give Reed? 2, 4, 6? Like, he was
right.
I don't think he gives any head coach a significant amount of credit.
I think this to me is a more fair point. Like, are head coaches in the NFL overrated? I mean, that I do kind of feel that way. I think people way overstate their impact. Now,
it's way more impactful than the other sports.
Yes,
I don't think it's even up for debate.
I agree with you on that. It's the most impactful out of the four major sports. Maybe it's the most impactful out of any sport. I don't know why I narrow it to four. But
nine pro sports league.
I think it gets overstated with people who watch football. I love the comment from Drake May. I go back to this all the time. People make football super complicated. Coaches do that. Coaches make football sound super complicated, more complicated than it is.
Yeah.
To prove their importance and, like, you know, carve out an avenue for themselves,
all
how
right,
much
Chiefs
they impact
dynasty,
the game. Yeah.
How much credit do you give Andy Reid on a percentage basis?
Yeah, I would give Reid, I think, less credit than I give Bill. So if I'm giving Bill 40, like, I'd give Reid 35.
Yeah. I'd still give him I'd probably 30. Yeah. I'd give him a decent amount.
Yeah, but Ted was giving Reid less credit as well.
And no, I know. So he's consistent.
I think he is consistent. Yeah. He's just not giving any coach a whole lot of credit. I think that gets a little lost.
Yeah.
I'm not a big nuance guy.
No, you're not.
Not big on working the gray areas, but I do think that got a little lost in Ted's point.
Yeah.
But yeah, 10% sounds, if we're just going to judge it, it sounds a little low.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It does feel low.
Sounds a little low.
Yeah, but listen, he wants to make sure the others get their due.
The other thing I think people miss with Bill, because Wiggy and Curtis really got into it as well before everybody was getting yelled at by Courtney.
Right. Yeah, it really turned.
Wiggy and Curtis were making points, and Curtis is really leaning in on Brady winning without Bill in Tampa, which I think is fair to lean in on.
But then Wiggy's like, well, Brady got developed in part by Bill.
Brady was developed by Bill.
Yeah.
I think Brady would have won multiple championships wherever we covered that earlier today. I don't know if he would have won 7, but he would have won multiple championships if he never met Bill. I believe that. No way to prove it. That's what I believe. I've cited Kurt Warner as an example. I think people really underestimate how bad Bill was in Cleveland, because looking back on it, we're like, well, it was the Browns. And the Browns suck, and that's a horrible franchise. That's not exactly right. When Bill took over in Cleveland, they had one losing season in 1990. He took over in 91. Prior to that, they made the playoffs 5 years in a row. Like, Bill was not inheriting a disaster franchise. The Browns in the 80s were quite good. Right. They couldn't get over the hump and couldn't get to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl, but they were in AFC title games. They melted down in spectacular fashion in some of those games, but they were constantly in the playoffs. Bill did not inherit the modern-day Cleveland Browns. He inherited a team that one season removed was in the playoffs 5 years in a row.
And not to give him credit for the Baltimore Ravens run, but like that's
he wants to take credit for that. Yeah.
No, but like that's that franchise.
Yes.
So like what most of us remember of the Browns is sort of this start over Tim Couch, 1999, I think it was, yep. reboot version of the Browns, which is dismal. And they're also one of the losingest franchises. And, you know, but all these years, they were so bad. But you're right. I mean, they had won, not Super Bowls, but they had been pretty consistently a good team. And whether it was, you know, Bernie Kosar or whatever else, like they had some decent runs there.
No. And so Bill was really bad in Cleveland before he ever met Brady. I mean, it's hard to say what Brady would have been without Bill. We can all have our opinions. Mm-hmm. We know what Bill was before Brady. That we know. We yeah. also know what Brady was after the fact. And Bill's now currently on the McAfee show recruiting in Chapel Hill. I'm looking at him right now. That's where he is. And so I think
do
we
they
all
win the ACC
know how that
title.
Went.
How much credit if he gets like a Peach Bowl would you give him?
How's Bill doing on the recruiting?
A Fenway Bowl. If he wins the Fenway Bowl, would you change your mind?
Well, maybe.
Give
it's
him a higher
point.
Percentage?
How's he doing on the recruiting trail? Maybe we could spend some time on that.
In all seriousness, North Carolina's had some good college quarterbacks. You know, maybe Drake May ends up being a great pro quarterback,
yep.
but like they had a decent run.
Sam Howell, Mitch Trubisky, Drake May. Those are all NFL quarterbacks.
All NFL quarterbacks recently.
Varying degrees of NFL
they kind of mostly stink, but maybe one of them will be great.
Ronald Curry.
I liked Ronald Curry.
Ever heard of him?
I have.
617-779-7937. Ted Johnson giving Bill Belichick 10% credit on WEEI Afternoons yesterday. You can hear them today at 2 o'clock along with Andy Hart and Fitzy. So stay tuned for that. We'll get back into Drake May as well, along with all your phone calls on Bill Belichick, how much credit he deserves. Drake May's going to the Pro Bowl. That sounds like a good thing. Is it? We'll get to it next.